Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Judith Emily, and our family is considering switching to your system. We're just at the information gathering stage. We live in a three-story Victorian house, and I have a Wi-Fi question.
Sure.
Are you the right person? Okay, good. My daughter and the kids live on the first two floors, which are open to one another by a big staircase.
Okay.
There's a laundry room on the second floor through which their floors connect with my landing. The laundry room has two doors, one on their side, one on my side, and the doors are always closed, mostly because of the cats. I asked my computer guy how Archtop can offer us the whole Wi-Fi considering this situation, and he suggested that you might be using something called mesh extenders, and there might be an extra charge for that.
So yes.
Here's my question. Yes, okay. Can I just finish so you get everything? Can you Wi-Fi a house like us to begin with?
Yes, absolutely. So our techs will figure out the best place to place that modem and router, which will provide some coverage. But then for those areas that may have a little bit more difficult time getting through, especially if it's an older home, what we use is we use Wi-Fi extenders, which we can have them placed in certain areas of the home so that it extends that Wi-Fi coverage to the entire house. Each Wi-Fi extender is $7.99 per month. So it's not crazy expensive.
Not crazy, but expensive. $7.99.
Yeah, so it would be like $14.98 for two extenders, for example.
Okay. I'm typing. $14.98.
And then the modem and router are included in your regular monthly price. So we don't charge.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said the modem and the router are included in your regular monthly price. So if you go for like the 1 gig, it would be included in that. There's no taxes or fees additional on top of that. Everything is included.
Would you need to set up a septic system in my apartment with this consideration? We've got doors aplenty. And what would that cost?
No, so typically the only thing that we would have is we would have the tech come in, place the modem and router where it needs to be, where it's more centralized, and then from there, you could have, if you wanted to have separate connections, you could, but if you wanted to cover the entire house with just one price, then, I mean, we can definitely do that.
Well, that's what we had in mind, but I'm just concerned that, I mean, she has kids with video games and she does video conferences. Everybody's on the TV, you know, that kind of thing. I've just got the TV and the computer, but how strong a signal is it going to be when it's gone through all of these doors up to my apartment?
So the signal, when you have the extender in your apartment, for example, you're going to have the extender as your primary contact for that, unless you're able to connect to the router down below, which the signal will be just fine. The speeds, however, depending on how many devices are being used, sometimes it is wise to jump up to the 2 gig plan. So we offer two different plans. We offer at the moment the 1 gig and the 2 gig. The 1 gig is $79.99, and then the 2 gig is
$99.99. Oh, it went up.
That's where I was just about to get to. We offer a $10 discount if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account with paperless billing.
Okay, I'll mention that to her. I don't know if she, I don't.
So instead of, yeah, so instead of $79.99 for the 1 gig, it would be $69.99 for the 1 gig. All taxes and fees included, your modem and router is included. We don't charge for installation because we're having a promotion right now where your installation is free. And then if you wanted to do one account for the entire household, you can jump up to the 2 gig plan, which would definitely prevent like slowdowns of the speeds if so many people are on devices at the same time.
Yeah. And that would be eventually $99.99.
Correct. And the $10 promo is valid for 2 years. There's no contracts. There's no termination fees. So it's valid for 2 years. And if you need to cancel, you can cancel with no termination fees, no issues there. And once the 2 years is up, it would just go back up to the regular price, which is only $10 more at this time.
Okay, the regular price is more than $99.99?
No, the 2 gig regular price is $99.99. If you sign up for the auto pay with checking through your checking account and paperless billing, it would bring the 2 gig down to
$89.99. Right, now I see. Okay, Now, the Wi-Fi $799, that's for, I forgot to write it down, the extender?
So it would be $7.99 per extender per month.
Per extender?
Yes.
Per extender. And,
yes, so that's why I said when if you're getting two, it would be $14.98.
Would I, where I am, need an extender, or would we both need extenders?
Well, depending on how large the home is, I know you stated it was a 3-story Victorian. Depending on the square footage. Anything over 2,500 square feet, we definitely recommend 3 to 4 extenders. Anything larger than 1,100 to 1,500, or even, actually, let me just double check that.
Would 2,500 square feet, you suggest the $14.98?
Well, I suggest 3 or 4 extenders, which would bring it up to about $40 a month.
3 or 4 extenders.
Yes. So
bring it up to how much? I'm sorry.
Bear with me. I'll give you the exact amount.
Sure. Thank you.
So for 4, it would come out to $31.96.
$31.96.
Correct.
Per month. That would be for the whole house.
And that would be for the whole house if you're going for the extenders. And then, of course, you would add, depending on the speed that you want, if you wanted the 1 gig and you have it set up for auto pay, it would come out to a total of $101.95 with the 4 extenders.
Wait 1 second. Auto pay. And that comes out to what did you say?
With 4 extenders, it comes out to $101.95. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm pretty sure we're way over 2,500 square feet between all of us. But if we did that, it would be what, as it says, 1,000 gigs. Wait a minute. Am I reading this right?
So the 1 gig would be 1,000 megabytes per second.
Right. That's for the 1 gig I have. Okay.
Yes. So that would be $69.99 for the 1 gig if you sign up for auto pay.
Now, is this price is it going to go up after 2 years?
So typically it would just go back to the normal pricing, which is $79.99 for the 1 gig.
Okay.
You would just lose the $10 discount as of right now. Of course, I don't see how the future will bring us as far as pricing goes, but we are trying to, you know, be a better pillar to the community.
That's very
so
nice
to speak.
Are you in the Enterprise building?
The Enterprise building?
Oh, are you in Florida?
No, actually. We're headquartered in Kingston. But if you're looking...
in the Enterprise building. That's your address.
Yes, Enterprise Drive. So that used to be the IBM building.
Oh, how well I know.
Yeah, so I'm sorry I misunderstood when you said the Enterprise building.
Well, that's what we call it. Gotcha.
Yeah, I always just called it Tech City.
Yes, we did that. We did that. We gave up on that after a while. Is there anything else I should consider at this point?
With regards to what?
The house is different from just walking into a house and saying, okay, we'll put it here and there and we're all set. Is there anything else that we should consider as extra from the... You have to see it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I can consider as extra was if you were going for home phone service.
Home phone?
Yes, we do offer home phone, like a landline service, for $24.99. But if you're looking for just internet, then...
All right, wait a minute. I'll take. I don't think we need a landline, but I'll take it. And how much was the landline?
$24.99 a month.
You must think that I'm crazy, but I'm typing.
Oh no, not at all.
Bear with me, and I'm not the techie in the family. I'm just trying to get information for everybody else.
Of course, and no worries with that. I completely understand.
Okay. The extenders are a monthly payment. It's not a one-time thing.
Correct.
And you think that it could support 1 gig and it would be as strong all over the house with 3 or 4 extenders?
Yeah, so I would just put one in each area, like each corner of the home, depending on how large your home is. You could have it so that it covers those hard-to-reach corners. The tech will also help you with placement of them as well so that you get the best coverage.
I would hope so. I'm sure my daughter can handle all of this. My granddaughter can handle all of this, but I must tell you, terrified what it's going to do to my nice little Spectrum setup that's costing us an arm and a leg. Do you offer a service of counting, switching over to how it's going to look when it's when it's all settled and I don't know where anything is? Do you know what I mean?
So if you mean by like where the router is going to be?
Well, what my screens are going to look like and how I'm going to get where I need to go. You know, for instance, I watch a lot of television, plain old-fashioned television, and I'm going to have to get, my computer guy says, I'm going to have to get a separate service like YouTube, TV, or something
else.
And I'm not happy about that.
I don't blame you.
This whole thing is not just going to cost $69.99. It's climbing right up there. So there's no way this can carry TV on it.
Unfortunately, we don't offer TV service, but when you have our internet, you'll be able to sign up for whichever streaming services you want directly through streaming services. So if you wanted Netflix, for example, you could subscribe with Netflix and have those movies streaming effortlessly with our network. So we'll be providing the internet service, but as far as the TV service goes, I know that there are some TVs that offer free channels. However, I am not sure as to what LG or Vizio offers. But I do know that my Samsung Smart TV has Samsung TV Plus, where it's free channels. I get to watch music videos. They have Cheddar News. They have reruns of specific shows on specific channels. And that's all included with Samsung. But as far as, like, regular TV channels, like News 12, you would have to definitely take a look at and see who offers what. I have Max. I have Hulu. I have Netflix.
And how much do those cost?
So it varies per service. Sometimes they have a really great deal, so I would definitely check out to see if they're having a sale on their services. I do know that Netflix can go anywhere up to from $10 to $15 up to $21, depending on the level of service that you want. And that's per month.
It's just hiccups. Depending on what per month?
On the level of service that you want.
What kind of service?
So I know some apps charge.
I have Netflix, but it's just, you know, I turn it on and there it is. What other kind of
people
does it have?
Well, so like for example with Netflix, you have the option of regular standard quality or you have the 4K capability. So like they charge more for 4K streaming, for example.
What is 4K streaming?
So 4K is the higher definition.
Oh, it looks better?
It looks better, yeah. It looks clearer.
With my eyes, it would be a waste. would the person who is going to be putting everything together for us, would he be able to... I don't know how. My granddaughter put in the Netflix for me. It had a QR in it, and I don't know how to do those. So
yeah, so with a smartphone, you just use your camera, you tap on the link that pops up, and then you're able to sign in that way. But as far as that goes, yes, the tech will definitely be able to assist with getting you all set up and connected.
They may even
be able to show you how to connect your TV to the Wi-Fi.
What would that do?
So if your TV is a smart TV?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, my TV right now is on cable. We'd have to do something.
Yeah, so with Netflix, how do you gain access to your Netflix account?
I'm off my daughter's, but don't tell them that.
No, that's okay. But how do you access it? Is it directly through the TV?
Yeah.
So you press like the smart hub or like a certain hub button and it brings up. So that tells me right there that you have a smart TV. So all you would need is to connect the TV through the settings to your network. And then your Netflix would still be the same.
See, what you just said scares the daylights out of me. Is there going to be some nice person, young person, who's going to do that for me when it's all set up? And I've got the Wi-Fi set up. Are they going to? Because I'm not going to have cable on the TV anymore.
Yeah, so you'll just want to go ahead and select the different applications that you want on the Smart Hub. As far as that goes, we would be more than happy to go ahead and help out with the connection process. As far as the apps and your login information, we wouldn't have that information.
Apps?
Yes, like apps, Netflix. What? So the application, like Netflix?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have access to that information. We would help you connect your device. Absolutely.
You could connect the TV.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I when this happens, I would probably have to get the Netflix on my own account.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm sure my daughter would like me to. She's been hinting at it.
Well, I mean, you could have different profiles. I have a profile for my father, myself, and my kids.
Yeah, well, I have a different profile. It's my profile, but she says she's still paying for it.
I mean, it really depends on, you know, what their options are as far as Netflix goes. Because I know if you want, I think, 4 or more profiles, it costs more. But, yeah. I mean, as long as you are all on the same network, you shouldn't have any issues.
We're on the same network. I think we're over 4. I think that's the problem.
So it could be that you're overlapping maybe too many devices or trying to watch at the same time. That might be what it is.
Well, we're not watching at the same time. Definitely not. But there's more of us on the sign up.
Oh, gotcha.
But
okay.
Anyway, let me not, because I could keep you here for the whole rest of the afternoon with my ignorance. Believe me.
Oh, no, you're not ignorant. I don't believe you to be.
I'm 82 years old and I am ignorant. I am being left in the dust. So when she said she wanted to do this and I looked at everything that would have to change in my life, I was thinking, oh my God.
But, well, change can be very hard sometimes, especially, you know, technology has evolved so quickly over the years. So it's understandable as to why it would be scary, because even I get scared because I've got an 8-year-old who knows everything there is to know about a video game called Minecraft.
I mean, they know everything, and so fast.
They do. My 4-year-old, when he was 2, picked everything up in a snap.
Thank God for that. They won't have to, you know, they will be easily, you know, they'll be able to do all this. It won't frighten them.
Yes, until the day that we all lose network connectivity and technology goes wrong. Then they won't know what to do with themselves.
Is that what ASCOP is going to go without? Go beyond?
Oh, I don't know. We just want to provide fiber and updated technology to the areas that should have already had it many years ago. But, I mean, for crying out loud, I live in Dutchess, and I still live in a dead zone where I have absolutely no cell signal. I have no cell phone service in the middle of Dutchess.
I know better than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive when you can drive out to Kerhonkson, for example, and have absolutely zero service. But yet we have so many people that live in the area, you know? So it kind of almost feels like you get cut off in some sense.
Yeah. Suddenly they're not there anymore.
But no, there have been, you know, there have been movies of, you know, how do I put it? There have been some movies where it's a hypothetical situation, like happens, whether it's war-related or a cyber attack or whatever the case may be. Right, I mean, there's tons of books on it, too. But these are all fictional, you know, scenarios where all of a sudden there's no power, there's no internet, there's no technology anymore. And it really begs the question, you know, we're so dependent upon technology nowadays. That, you know, what happens when our younger generations who know nothing but technology end up with none? And then they're going to be like, what do we do? So I think technology is great in some aspects, but I think we also need to stay grounded as well.
Somehow.
So I completely understand the scary terms of things evolving and the ever-changing technology and the rate of it, you know. But in some instances of technology, it's not progressing fast enough, whereas other areas, you know, things are advancing too quickly.
Yeah.
I think the rest of the world just needs to catch up and be on the same page for once.
Dream on.
Absolutely.
Well, this It's just that your system, that system, goes on light.
Yes. So we emit light pulses that transmits the data. So instead of the typical copper coaxial cables, we have fiber optic cables. Have you ever seen, like, for example, I don't know if you've ever been to like Disney or any of those like festivals where you buy the little fiber optic toys? They kind of look like a big brush and they feel like they tickle and the light just kind of comes up at the end.
Oh, really?
Fibers, they just kind of glow.
Yeah,
so that's basically the same concept. So what it is that the light pulses come through, and that's how we get the data. So it's emitted almost at the speed of light versus where it takes a while for it to travel through.
Well, how are you going to get any light into this house? Are you going to dig it? How is it going to get? You're going to dig a you're going to have to set up a
So we have junction boxes. Let me explain it for you. We have junction boxes that will do that.
Yeah.
So we have the technology where the light pushes through inside these cables. So, of course, you're not going to see the light outside of the cables, but you're going to see it at the end. Once that light is pushing through, that's how you get the speed of the internet, the data. As far as that goes, the fiber cable is very, very delicate. It cannot be bent in any way, because if it gets cut or if it gets bent, it can damage the cable and prevent that light from fully coming through.
And where is this cable going to be?
So we will connect it directly into the modem. We will follow Spectrum. I believe that's who you said you have currently. So we will follow where they entered into the home from the street. But we typically bury it by micro trenching outside. We will micro-trench a small little way for the cable to be buried about 6 to 8 inches deep from our junction box at the street to your home. And then wherever Spectrum comes into your home so that we don't have to drill in, that's where we will follow. And then once it's connected into the modem will translate it into an Ethernet cable like you normally use every day.
I do.
Yes. So if you have anything directly connected to your router, then that is the type of cable that you will see.
I know that my computer guy gave me a router somewhere. They put it somewhere. And I see my modem. My modem is on my desk. But I don't know where the router is. Oh, it may be one of these things that he put behind the desk. I don't know what it is.
It's very possible. So if you see a secondary wire coming out of the modem, which would be typically gray, black, sometimes blue or yellow, that would be your Ethernet cable that connects out to the router.
I've got so many wires back there.
It looks like a giant version of a telephone wire.
I've got a gray one.
Yeah. Yep, that's typical. So that gray one, that's what will be used from the modem to the router.
So you'll just use that?
Well, we'll bring our own, of course, typically.
Are you going to be digging outside?
Yes. So typically we don't dig. It's not like a giant... I'm sure you're picturing like a giant ditch. No, it would only be wide enough for the cable. The cables are still relatively small, just a little bit around the same size, if not maybe a tiny bit larger than the coaxial cable. So it's very, very small and it will do very minimal damage to your lawn. And we put it back exactly the way we found it. So you might have like a small little bare spot for a little while until the grass grows back. But other than that, it doesn't. It's not like we're digging up a septic tank. So we call it micro trenching. Yes, micro trenching meaning teeny tiny trench.
How will it? I mean, in the winter, you know, I mean, snow, ice, wind. Is it going to be protected from that?
Yes, by being underground.
By the what?
By being underground.
It will be underground.
Yes. So if it's underground, it will not be affected by the wind. The snow and the ice, even if it melts, the cables are protected. They have weather protection. Just like the electricity cables, as well as, you know, Spectrum, they all have the coating on the cables to protect them from the weather.
One year, one of the poles came down on the wires, and we were out of commission for a couple of days. So
that's actually the reason that we do prefer burial, is so that if a tree does come down, it doesn't take down the wires.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely. We like to keep it interesting, but we also like to make sure that it's an investable, you know, situation, because we want to protect our cables so that it doesn't get taken down by trees. We also use very high quality cables. So before we see any degradation in service, we go more than 5 miles before any degradation in the light emission.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's very powerful.
And as delicate as these wires are, they can withstand being underground?
Yes.
Ice and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just, because when we bury it in the way that it needs to be. So we bury it deep enough to where anything on top will not be affecting it at all.
Yeah. Please.
Because it's not like anything is going to, like, penetrate into the dirt and, like, deliberately bend these, especially when it's surrounded by dirt completely. So at that point, I mean, of course, if someone were digging and accidentally cut through it, then I can understand. But, I mean, they may be delicate to, like, bending, but not when it's underground.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just let our customers know, you know, if you need to move the router or the modem, well, rather than, instead of the router, the modem, if you need to move the modem, make sure you don't, like, bend it at, like, a 90 degree angle or anything like that, because then the light won't come through.
Yikes.
Yeah. So we will obviously set it up the way it needs to be. But if ever you do need to, like, move the modem, just make sure that, you know, the connection doesn't bend. That's all that we ask.
Connection doesn't bend. Well, I'll leave it to the person you send, because my modem, it's just a block right now, but it has all these wires behind it, and I've been walking on them whenever we have an outage. So I don't know how that's going to work.
No worries. We'll make sure it's in a spot that, you know, you won't be tripping over or, you know, affected by them in any way.
You promise.
I do. We will place the modem wherever you feel the most comfortable with it being. And then, of course, if we're looking for a more centralized location, it ends up being in the laundry room, for example, that might also be a good spot for us to either, you know, mount it, or if you have a shelf somewhere up there, we can go ahead and put that up there, you know?
That's a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, laundry rooms can be very, very intuitive as far as placement goes.
There's no place to plug anything in the laundry room.
So there are no outlets?
There's one, and it's taken with the washing machine.
The washer and dryer.
How long has this just been invented, or I've never heard of it?
No, so fiber has been around for a little while. It's just it hasn't made its way up here yet. Most of the fiber has been in, like, New York City and other areas, more populated areas. And it's around nationwide, but some areas like the Hudson Valley, which should have had it many years ago, haven't had it. So that's why we're here now, to provide that to, you know, the areas that don't have it yet that should.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so like right now we are in Kingston, we are in Saugerties, Rhinebeck, we're moving into Red Hook already. So we've got a few areas, including Mount Marion as well, and we're planning on going up to Catskill eventually, Hudson, and, you know, providing that fiber to the areas that, you know, don't have it yet quite yet. I mean, when I lived in Windham, we had DSLR back in 2012. Whereas the rest of the areas had regular cable.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had DSL, ADSL, DSL, whatever it was called, which was basically dial-up.
my computer guy said when you were dialing, it sounded like two rhinoceros making love.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounded like. Exactly what it sounded like.
Yes. And I mean, I've been like, I moved up from the city in 2007 with my mother to Dutchess County, and we had regular cable. So imagine my surprise when I moved up to Windham, Hensonville area up on the mountain in Greene County, that they had nothing available other than DSL. Imagine my surprise having been spoiled for more than 5 years with, you know, decent internet and then going back to the 90s.
Back to the ages, the cavemen.
Yeah. I mean, for a while there, I went without internet, but I mean, it was just, it was surprising how slow it was. So now we get to, as Archtop goes, we get to provide faster service for a lot less.
Is Archtop anything like, I don't know if they're still doing it, but Verizon had something called Fios?
Yes, so we're quite similar to that, but we are looking for the areas that Verizon is quite not into yet, because I know a lot of cable companies are now going fiber as well, but, you know, Verizon doesn't really have Fios in Ulster very much. If they limited.
They came in and they were digging, like you said, trenches. Mm-hmm. people were not happy about that.
Yeah, but we also got the permissions from the mayor and all the proper, you know, construction permits.
They were digging large. I thought that their cables were huge.
Yes, so those cables are going to be significantly larger than the ones that go between our junction boxes and your home. The reason being is because we need to provide larger amount of service to cover all the houses that are in the area.
Yeah. So when we're ready to make a decision, are you going to send some poor person out to look at this before you say yes?
So, I mean, we can have the tech come out if you want, but as far as the install goes, once we get the installation scheduled, they'll definitely be taking a typical install lasts anywhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours. That is to ensure that everything is working properly, everything is connected, and that we are getting great signal from our junction boxes.
And would that include, I know my computer guy said my phone is going to have to be programmed to go on Archtop instead of, well, it's not, I don't know that it's on Spectrum, but it's on the Wi-Fi. So
your cellular phone, you mean?
Yeah.
Your cellular phone, who do you have as your carrier?
I don't know. It's a modem. I think it's probably Spectrum.
Okay.
It might. I don't know. I leave that to my computer. Listen, I have no idea what I'm doing.
No worries. If you have a cellular phone number, if you have a cell phone, And that's through Spectrum. You can keep your cell service with Spectrum, if I'm not mistaken. You would have to contact them with regards to that. As far as that goes, you can always transfer your number over to another carrier such as AT&T, Verizon, whoever is like the best in the area that provides the best deal.
Wait a minute. I have Verizon for my phone.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, you can keep Verizon. But you would be able to connect your cell phone to the Wi-Fi network once it's installed.
Oh, okay. And I would keep Verizon.
Yes, you would keep Verizon.
When the installation happens, the nice person who is installing will switch whatever to my phone. My phone will not be on the Spectrum, whatever it is.
Correct, and they'll show you how to get connected as well, I'm sure. They are actually really great guys. They're very understanding, and they're very, very helpful.
Wait, only men? There are no women on there?
Oh, I believe that eventually we will have women too.
Keep that in mind.
Absolutely. I mean, we go ahead and we, you know, hire the best of the best. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what gender they are. What we want is, you know, professionals who are understanding, caring, understand the importance it is to the community. And everybody that we have so far is really, really great. And we're still expanding. So I'm sure that there's a long list of others who will be joining our team as well.
Oh, super. Oh, this has been fun.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, everybody that we have that as far as techs go are wonderful. They're really nice. They're kind. Sometimes they have great, you know, senses of humor too. So, I mean, we're all just people that, you know, want to be able to provide the best of the best to, you know, our community.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. I'm going to sleep a little better.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to at least alleviate some of your worries.
Thank you. What is your name?
CJ.
CJ. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was like the only CJ in my school that was a female.
Did you ever watch West Wing?
No. What is it?
The series? Oh, goodness. You should see it. It was fabulous. It was about a fictitious presidency that was the perfect presidency. And one of the cabinet was a woman whose name was CJ.
Oh, really? That's great. What's it called again? It's West?
West Wing. West Wing. It's a long
series. Oh, the West Wing. I have heard of it. It's got Rob Lowe in it. I love Rob Lowe. Have you watched the new series 9-1-1?
No.
9-1-1 Lone Star has Rob Lowe in it.
Ah, you really like him, huh?
Oh, he's great. He's a very great actor. He's very down to earth as well, and he's been really funny. He has it's kind of one of my other favorites. I don't know if you've ever heard of the TV series Firefly. They only had one season, but it was a Western sci-fi type where they were outlaws and.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah. It came out in 2004, I think it was. I discovered it in 2006, but it became one of my absolute favorite shows. And Nathan Fillion, who is now the primary character.
That wasn't a Western. That was science fiction. He was on.
Yes, but it had a Western feel to it because some of the planets weren't fully developed. So they had cattle. One of their packages that they had to deliver was cattle. Yes, they some of the outer worlds rode horses. So it kind of had a Western feel to it in a sense. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great way to look at it.
I call it a Western sci-fi.
Good idea. Oh, I love that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Nathan Fillion now stars in the show called The Rookie, which is great. So if ever you get to watch that. I'm not sure when it's starting back up. I haven't been up to date on it. I actually have to renew my Hulu subscription.
I love that.
Yeah, Hulu has the 911 series, 911 and 911 Lone Star. And Lone Star is the one that has Rob Lowe in it. And then The Rookie, Hulu also has The Rookie. So if you're looking for a new streaming service, definitely check out Hulu. They definitely have some great shows.
I'm gonna have to buy a few more because Netflix is sort of petering out.
I've noticed that as well. I use Netflix, but like not everything is great on it. Sometimes I'm just in the mood for specific shows that they just don't have.
Yeah.
But Hulu helps with that, though.
Yeah, Hulu and Max.
If you want a new good show that's on Netflix right now, check out Fire Country.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to check that. Fire Country?
Yes. It's about firefighters, and they get into these crazy situations, which most dramas like that do. But it focuses on these inmates who are heading into this firefighter program in California to fight the wildfires.
Oh, great. I love it.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth a check out because I've been addicted. I found it a couple of days ago, and I've been binge watching it.
Oh, good. I need something to binge watch.
Absolutely.
I'm watching the fourth season of The Umbrella.
The Umbrella Academy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I think I loused up my Netflix because I came in watching Asian series.
Okay.
And now the only thing they show me are Asian movies and series. And surely there's something else they've got, but I haven't found it.
Yeah. If you go to the categories on Netflix, if you go all the way to the left, past like the first tile, you go further left, you can actually go down to categories and search via category. So like you'll have like sci-fi or you'll have romance, they'll categorize different things. So you don't have to just go by their for you suggestions. You can definitely find other things and be sure to rate some of the TV shows and movies that you really like and don't like. If you go onto the information page, like right where as it starts and it says play now and then it says add to list and all of that, if you go down, you'll be able to like, love, or dislike.
Oh, I've been doing those with the things I've been watching. Oh,
yes.
I didn't think of going to those far left.
So definitely check that out. You'll definitely be able to find some things that you might be interested in.
Oh, this is super.
Anything to help.
That's a big help. I love it.
Absolutely. Oh. And I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. We're here to provide service. And when you're ready to go ahead and, you know, move forward and make that decision, you can definitely give us a call anytime.
Absolutely.
And we'll be more than happy to help you.
Oh,
and we'll make it as painless as possible as well.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what we're here for. That's kind of why we're here and what we do. And, you know, that I've heard some horror stories about some other companies where they're so robotic. And I like that human connection. And that's what we focus on. We focus on that connection to our community because, you know what, regardless as to where we live in the Hudson Valley is still our community.
Yes.
I had a client who ended up knowing somebody I know.
That's community.
Exactly.
That's the community.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then I had another caller who ended up being my coworker, which was great because, you know, you have that connection. So it's definitely great being, you know, that person that, you know, that can help those that you know and care about as well as others that you may not know, but they're still part of the community. So.
That's lovely.
Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, but I will call you if I do.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for.
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course, anytime. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and a great weekend as well.
And to you too, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.